The Newcastle Art Gallery is getting a glow up. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. When it reopens, it will be the largest public gallery domestically outside of Sydney. But you have to wait just a little bit. It's reopening in February next year. Here to tell us more, Newcastle Art Gallery Director Loretta Morton. Hey, Loretta, how are you?
I'm really well. Good morning.
Thank you for getting up early after a long weekend. How's everything going with the glow up? Is everything running to schedule?
Oh, we are. It's been absolutely fabulous. We've just had our closing weekend of the city's new annual festival. So lots of people, lots of programming, and it's wonderful to even have three of our new galleries open for people to come and enjoy.
All right. So there is stuff still open while the renovations are taking place.
Yes. So we're staging it, and we opened weekend before last for our new annual arts festival on the Friday night. And so we're continuing to stay open Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
This is great. And you're continuing the tradition. They're a bit of a hotspot for art, Newcastle.
It is. We've got incredible artists that live in the city and in the region, and a lot of local makers. And yeah, it's wonderful to be able to finally open for our community and visitors to come and enjoy some of our new spaces.
And indeed, the architecture in the main drag is aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, look, we're really thrilled because we've kept the Brutalist 1977 building and we've expanded next door and behind, if you like. So we've kept that lovely kind of synergy across the old and the new.
I love a challenge, so it's always great when I speak to people from art galleries, people who work in visual arts, for them to describe their work in an audio format. What should we expect the gallery to look like from the outside in?
From the outside in, well, you can actually see a lot that's going on because we've got some beautiful areas that are along our main strip, if you like, what we call Derby Street. So you can actually see into the spaces. We have a beautiful Margaret Olley gallery that is new. And from Derby Street, you can see into that space, as well as having a shop at the front of the gallery. We're finally growing up and having a grown-up art gallery shop. So it is really exciting. I like to say that we've finally grown up and we're catching up with everyone else.
Oh, that's really good. How long has the Newcastle Art Gallery been running for?
The gallery actually started in 1957 in the building next door to us, and then they built the current building that we've expanded in 1977. Hmm. So it hasn't had a renovation in all that time, and our collection has grown by over 500%. So can you imagine if you were at home and you'd expanded that much with your, you know, internal things and hadn't done any kind of modification? That was pretty tight.
Yeah, run out of room in the attic and you've got to get it all out there on the floor.
Well, it's just really important with such a great collection that people can actually enjoy it and they can see their favourites and know that they're going to be on display when they come and visit.
And obviously you've got a big lineup of interesting events to celebrate the gallery's opening. No better time now to start planning that trip to Newcastle in February to check out the revamped gallery. First of all, tell us about Iconic, Loved, Unexpected.
That's the name of our first big exhibition. So the three galleries that we've opened are our First Nations first look, but we'll be continuing a whole exhibition right through because we're going from existing five galleries to new 13 galleries, so it's huge. And so we want to get our collection out and show everyone, you know, some of their favourites and some unexpected things that they may not even know are in our collection. And of course, there's some iconic works that we're very well known for. So it's a wonderful way of getting everything out and you know, sharing it with people, because before we used to have to do an exhibition and select some works from the collection and then we'd have to rotate them every few months. So yeah. I'd obviously, you know, constantly be told, oh, I've come to see the beautiful Brett Whiteley, and I'd have to say, look, I'm really sorry, it was on display, but we've just had to put it back in storage. But now they'll be on display for people to come and enjoy.
This is great stuff. And also to coincide with the opening of the new gallery, you're going to be releasing a publication.
Yes, a beautiful, the gallery's first major publication. So we're really excited about that. And all of those works that are in the publication will be on display in February.
Loretta Morton from the Newcastle Art Gallery, Director of the Newcastle Art Gallery. Exciting times ahead. I'm very much looking forward to the reopening of the gallery in February 2026. Newcastle, incredibly easy to get to here from Sydney. More information is available at newcastleartgallery.newsouthwales.gov.au. Hopefully I haven't missed anything. Loretta, have we covered all the major points?
You've done a great job, and I hope to see you in February.